Okay, Tim, I am not a fan of thieves, but that said, thief skills is cleric turning table. If you want to look at what somebody else has already done, Google, well, you don't have to Google. The blog is blog.d4caltrops, all one word, D4, or, you know, so Delta 4, Charlie Alpha Lima, Tango Romeo Oscar Papa Sierra.com. In the, it's October 15th of 2020. The title at the top of the page, it's a D4 Caltrops blog, and the title at the top of the page is RC Hacks and House Rules, page 15, Turning Undead Table. And he has done a Turning Undead for Thief Tools or Thief Skills. So there you go.
Off Ed here, been a long time since I called. Just wanted to give you a shout about the Thief Skills. When I was designing my Dex game system, I was looking at converting sort of BX rules into my game system. And I thought an interesting way would be to just add up all the percentages of what the thief could have and then just give that to the player to decide where they wanted to allocate the thief skills. So instead of having 85% or whatever it is, climb walls, they could have 40% pickpockets, and they could have 30% move silently and only 20% climb walls or whatever. You just added up all the percentages and allowed them to allocate it to make the thief they wanted. And then as they went up levels, they just got more percentage to add into their skills. I think it's an interesting way to attack the thief skill sort of issue. Anyway, just my thoughts. Thanks. Bye.
Hey everybody, this is Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor, and that was phone calls from Jason of the RPG Nerd Variety Podcast and Arfed. I haven't heard from Arfed in forever. It's good to hear from you again, Arfed. And I want to thank both of you for those suggestions, because I will be looking into both of those. I know I was supposed to play in Arfed's game, but just couldn't seem to connect or whatever. It's over through Discord, and I'm just not on Discord that much, so I'm probably not catching the messages when I should. So I apologize for that, Arfed, because I really was looking forward to checking out your game. And then, Jason, I will check out that website. I may even know what you're talking about, because it sounds really familiar to me. I know I've been on that website before, but I think I may have even glimpsed at the article you're talking about, but I had forgotten about it. So I appreciate you letting me know about it. Oh, guys, today is Monday. And oh, God, what a fucked up day today was. This is one of those days where it was chaos from beginning to end. Everything was urgent. Everything wanted to get done now. People demanding stuff get done, but didn't want to do anything to get it done. One of those days. It just was relentless. But then I came to the post office, and Ivy had ordered a few things. We get this mushroom popcorn. It's pretty good. It's like bigger popcorn, but it coats real well. Like, it holds the butter and salt pretty good. So we got a new batch of that for my air popcorn popper, because I love watching that thing do its job. And then she got some more camera gear. She got another tripod. So Ivy is gearing up to relaunch or begin her new next leg, I should say, of doing your podcast or video, YouTube. That's what it is, YouTube. Couldn't think of it. I always think that would be fun to do, but I just never do it. I mean, it's like, how much time do you have to do everything? I already do enough different things, and I don't know if I do any of them especially well, because I'm just scattered across too many things. But today, I don't know. I didn't finish what I was going to say, but today, you know, even though it was a shit day, went to the post and I got a zine in the mail. Oh, so nice. So nice to just get something shiny and new, little zine. This one, let me see here. It is the Swords and Wizardry Dark, Volume 1. I'll go into more detail about it here in a sec. I'm still driving, so I can't really flip through a zine and do it. The scary thing was, is when I got it, the envelope was already tore open, and I was expecting damage, but somehow it survived unscathed, so yay. Yay. I can't even remember much about it. It's by a grim set of variants by Emmanuel James Miller. I don't think I know Emmanuel. I can't think of who he is offhand, but I will after I read through the zine. It's a nice cover. Love the cover. It's kind of like a dark tone color with a lots of pops of color throughout. It's got a lady and some kind of, I don't know, it's just very, it's got like four creatures or four people in the corners. Like I said, I'm driving, so it's hard to tell, but I like it even from afar. I just like the tone of it. It just looks cool. It's got a nice tonal look to it. I guess it's by Void Cult. I think that's what it says. Yeah. But volume one, guess he's expecting to do more volumes. So, yay. Good for that. Good for him. Appreciate that. I did get one of the zine quest ones. I'm going to talk about one of my pet peeves in Kickstarter sometimes. And I know it's what a lot of folks do, but sometimes I don't like it, is I'm pledging $20. In this case, it was a zine. It was during Zine Quest, so I thought it was a zine. I pledged $20 for it, but then I had to pay $14 plus $4, so another almost $20 to get it in print because it was going through RPG Now. It's like, if I would have known this thing was $40 to begin with, I, you know, probably wouldn't have pledged. Because that's too fucking much money for a zine. It just is. I don't care if it's the best zine in the world. I'll get the PDF, but I'm not spending $40 on a zine. Just not now. Maybe in about 5 years when all the zines are $40, I'm sure that it's coming. Because, I mean, last year when I was doing Zine Quest, it was seemed like everything was around $8 to $10, and this year it seemed more like $10 to $15 was the going rates. Well, I mean, prices go up. But no, I don't know. I didn't like that. I mean, the only way to make it worthwhile is if you buy multiple copies at cost. And then you got some buddies who want copies of them, and then you can, you know, hand out like a couple of them to your friends or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I ended up doing it because I thought about just doing the download, but I'm just, you know, I don't know. I figured I must have not read it all the way through. I'm sure whoever did it probably explained that in their campaign, and I just missed it. I didn't read it, so that's my own fault. I'll just have to kind of be careful of that in the future. Now, there's some places, some folks where it's perfectly fine, and it happens, you know, or that's the distribution channel that they use, which is, I think, a very smart one, because, I mean, if you think about it, you get your pledge. And then you set up your, so basically almost all of that is going to be profit for you, besides paying your layout and your other, you know, costs that are involved. But all the shipping and the printing costs are paid through RPG drive-thru. So they don't have to, it doesn't come out of their pocket at all. It's not bad, you know. It's probably the way I should have did it. Smart way to do it, but I never do things the easy way. Yeah, I'm going to take a look at this. This Swords and Wizardry Dark. Usually these ones have like thief rules, alternate thief rules, and alternate like assassins. You know, kind of like the, what is it, Blades in the Dark, and what's that other one? Blood and Coins, another one that does that, where it's just focuses on the underbelly of gaming or society or whatever you prefer. And hopefully it's funny that I was talking about the Thief Skills and this came in the mail today. So I'm thinking there's probably something in there I might just use. I kind of like that idea. But we'll see. All right, guys, I'm going to take a break. And then once I get parked, I'll kind of do a flip through the zine. All right, guys, I'm back. I got a chance to flip through it a little bit. So let's talk about the physical aspects of the zine. Very high quality cover. Oh, I got something on the back of it already. Oh. Well, that lasted 10 minutes, huh? All right. Got a nice matte feel to it. Then the cover itself, like I was talking about, is a really nice cover. The pictures on it, you've got a, like, looks like four different pictures, a troll, some wild man looking thing, looks like a thief, and then some, I guess you want to call it like sexy sorceress picture, and they're all kind of highlighted by a kind of a cool hue that gradiates into different colors, like yellow to green to kind of bluish purple to fuchsia orange to purple or yellow green. Yeah, so it's kind of cool. And then in the center's what looks like a, I don't know, it's a little, well, it's not a little, it's a tentacle thing. And inside the front cover is, in this world, heroes are flawed. You won't change the world. The world will change you. The void always calls. All animals must eat. The glorious past is rotting. Victories are paid in blood or tears always. Have you noticed there are less children in the world? And hope is small and frail. And then big things behind it. Humans are worse than monsters. So here is the foreword. Now this zine, let's keep to the physical part of it. It doesn't have any page numbers. So I don't know. There's probably like 12, maybe 20 pages in here. All very hard stock kind of thickness and whatnot. The look of it is it's left and right justified for all the prints and the font sizes, and the fonts are to get a variant differences, but kind of the same at the same time. There is some sort of continuity between them. It's not like Mork Bork where everything, you know, every page is a different type thing. But all of it, it's like, it's interesting. It's got, let me see here if I can figure this out. So this is almost its own little game system, guys. It's not, I mean, you've got this element of the dark die, and it's got equipment usage die, basic rolls. It uses advantage and disadvantage and whatnot. Let's get into the foreword. I always like the forewords and or the introductions because I think they do tell a lot about a zine. And again, this is a grim set of variant rules by Emmanuel James Miller. Tiny forward, take what you like, leave the rest. This work was created with the intent of being able to draw on the wealth of OSR adventures and settings available and play them with mechanics. What the hell is this guy doing? I got some guy spazzing out on his phone next to me. Jesus Christ, go away. Ain't got time for drama anymore. Fuck you. Let's see. Yeah, play them with mechanics to draw on modern game design. Swords and Wizardry is such an amazing work that allows for this kind of modification without fear of breaking the system as a whole. It was inspired by seeing the original direction that Eric Tenkar did with Swords and Wizardry Light. Go get it. If you don't already have it, it's brilliant. A huge shout out to the Frogs over at Frog God Games for supporting this heretical little book act designer that comes with it. Special shout out to Zach Glazer for being there for me when many others would not. This work suffered many missteps from a first time designer, including many delays that I never intended. My hope is that you enjoyed the work despite the shortcomings of its creator and that it earns your trust for future projects that will not suffer the same mistakes this one did. Keep it dark. EJM. So there you go. I'm looking to see who the cover art is. It's got art credits. I don't know. Page frame art by Daniel Commercy or something like that. I don't know. All right, let's take a look at it. This is pretty easy to read. It's got black pages. Half the pages are kind of white or gray, and the rest of them are black with white font, but you can read everything. It's got some regional backgrounds. Dark is a world without demihumans. Also, maybe it's not a rule set, but it kind of seems like a rule set and a setting. Dark is a world with demihumans. Instead, we have included regional backgrounds. So they got mountaineers. I guess those are your orcs. Your forest dwellers are now were elves. Your hill folk, of course, were halflings. And we got lamp litborn. And I don't know what they are. I guess those were the humans originally. I don't know. They can increase. I think that's what it is. Yeah. It's Tenkar's human house where all this guy's influenced by Eric. That's not good. Not good at all. Let's see. The dark represents either the literal dark of a dungeon or dark of the soul, and you become battle weary and broken. The dark encourages you to go home, to be safe, to live in the light, in the warmth, and not to venture where mankind is not meant to go. Shit, that sounds like my job. The dark, place a d6 on the table with one facing up. This is your dark die. At the end of your first failed roll in a scene, encounter, or room, roll 1d6. If that result is higher than the dark die, do nothing. If the result is equal to or under the dark die, increase the number shown face up on the dark die. Your dark die is a plus or a minus to a roll. A dark die can weigh you down, and you may embrace it. Or you may embrace it. Every time you roll a d20, add the number of the d6s equal to the number of your dark die. Wait a minute. Every time you roll a d20, add a number of d6s equal to the number of your dark die. Okay. If you resist the dark, for every one you roll, subtract that number from your total on the D6 or D20 and decrease your dark die by one. If you embrace the dark die, add the number of the highest die to any roll so long as there is no ones rolled. After the roll, increase your dark die by one. You can reduce the number on your dark die by one for every action below. A night of carousing, drinking, or other acts of wild abandon must be back in town and spending 100 gold pieces, nothing to show for it. So a night of debauchery and Hinduism. Is that what it is? Hinduism? Not Hindu, but how do you say that? Hedoism. I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about. I know who listens to this probably knows exactly what I'm talking about. By rolling for food and light, see equipment usage die during the short rest. Ooh, he's using short rest. If in a dungeon or an adventure site or other city. Having a cleric, use bless, -2 to dark. Prayers, -3 to dark. Or remove curses, -3 to dark. Or by taking a dark condition. And then he's got some dark conditions here. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But so he's got this whole element that permeates the entire zine about this dark here. He's got classes in it. Starts off with the assassin. And then he's got the thief. Now, he's not giving experience tables or anything like that. What it looks like what he's doing is just kind of adding a little bit of a dark element to classes already in Swords and Wizardry. That's what I'm guessing anyways. So he's got the assassin, thief, the cleric. I don't know what's changed, really. Principles of faith for the cleric. Then you have the druid, so he added the druid. Nutri aligned druids, chaos aligned druids. The fighter. Let's see what else. We got the magic user. Oh, there's a lot for the magic user. Gotta say, for first time, if this is his first time doing this, he did a damn good job. I think he did made the layout pretty interesting. It's easy to read. You can track everything. Even though it's very stylized, it's still very legible. So I appreciate that. He's got a thing on a monk. It's kind of weird here, though. There was this kind of like weird tone, and maybe that's because of the classes themselves, but monk and paladin are on white pages. And they just seem to, you know, not to go with the theme of, at least the aesthetic theme of the zine. And they're all white. And then you go to the ranger, which has kind of a dark gray background with some trees. And then let's see what's here on the final pages, if I can get it open there. And then it's got, oh, it's using umlauts, the Darklands Adventure Generator. So it looks like a different, it's got 8 different D6 tables. So you got your adversary, wants to, so they can, so let's say we roll a D6. The spurn lover who is the town's hero. And then that spurn lover wants to corrupt the virtuous and the righteous. And so they can trap the soul of someone pure in a dying, decaying, corrupted, damned body. Ooh. The dark tools they use, a secret cabal of worshipers who are upstanding citizens that people admire. Now, these are me just randomly picking out things in each class or each table. Uneasy allies, a drug addicted mother that connects to a band of murderous marauders. Innocence caught in the middle. I have to say, the font he's using for these titles for the tables kind of sucks because it makes it difficult to read. An old soldier who wants to finally win the war. Places where dark things are done or found, a cave with dimly lit veins that glow with a faint pulses of neon pink, and lastly, the MacGuffin, 6 mummified hearts that whisper secrets. And then on the back page, he has like an advertisement for not coming soon. 1 zine, 2 games. Fear and Reason, Cosmic Horror. Die, Witch, Die. You hate that witch hates you, one of you will die. A 2-player game about modern witches and vengeance. Free PDFs will be sent out to all backers of this project. Oh, cool. And then he's got an ad for Arizona's only RPG-focused event, Crit Hit, on the back cover. Yeah, so it's a pretty nice one, and I already smudged it up on the back. But that's it, guys. I got to go home. I'm tired. I got my zine. I got to look it over a little bit more and kind of see what he did with some of those classes, and I'll take it from there. So, all right, guys, appreciate you listening. Really do. Roll better than me, and we'll talk soon, guys. Thanks.